Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's nothing that'll make you smile like being around a new baby.
Oh, yeah.
Even complete strangers will be drawn into that little one when they're out.
Sure, a little precious.
So in that way, this is a really exciting upcoming week for Tommy Mulé. However, there are things this man does not know. Okay. There are things that are going to happen that you cannot comprehend, Tommy.
Wait, what?
And because we don't want to watch this man crash and burn, well, we don't.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
I don't know about you listening. It is up to the people in this room. And you folks listening right now with baby experience to help him out.
Well, how do you know what's going to... The baby just is a little baby. It does nothing. It's quiet.
Sentence like that, what is there you need to know?
Old Gramps has got it under control.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So you said next week, with the holiday weekend and everything, your brand new baby grandson...
Coming to town.
First time ever.
Yeah.
And not only are they coming to town, the baby will be at your... house.
Yeah, in and out, yeah.
In your house. Mm-hmm. Okay. So your stepson and stepdaughter-in-law, they live in Chicago, right? This is going to be a big event.
Oh, we're all loaded up, Patrick.
Your wife must be over the moon right now.
Over the moon. We've been shopping all weekend. Mm-hmm. I did something I've never done before.
What's that?
Bought baby formula.
Oh, you and found
it? And you know,
it?
Baby formula is hard to find, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. It's in all the papes. Yeah. Where have you
been?
Well,
I don't follow baby formula news.
It's
I don't
been
have,
leading the news every day.
It's there.
But guess who found it?
You found it?
Found it.
Get out of here.
Nailed it. I didn't know that stuff is so goddamn expensive. I could have got the kid a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I love guys like you who for years had a certain opinion. You get what? Inserted into a thing. Hey, you guys heard about this?
It's super expensive. I'll never really buy it.
Okay.
I got an inflatable pool.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You did?
Well, that's for me. But...
Wait, you got a baby pool in your backyard?
We got a baby
pool. Oh, my gosh. So you, I know. So you are now kiddie pool guy.
Yes.
Kiddie pool guy.
Yeah.
The Tommy Mulé I knew 20 years ago.
Dead.
If I would have told you, bro, what about your grass? It's going to burn.
Ooh.
Ooh. I think of that.
You got to keep moving it. You got to let it out, move it. Yeah, that's probably something that's going to happen when a baby's here. Okay, so your wife, she gets to show off the baby to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to want to do all the fun stuff alone with them.
Yep.
And the preparations have begun, as you're discussing. Tommy, there are some things you're unaware of.
Anyway.
As wonderful as having a new baby around the house is, you've never experienced this before. Most grandparents, they raise their own kids. You never did that.
No, that's why all I'm going to do is follow my wife's lead.
The phone number is 222-6000.
Brilliant.
The phone number.
Probably your best option.
No, it's not. No.
I'll just be like a bellhop.
No.
Go get this, go get that.
No.
Chop, chop.
The phone number is 222-6000. To keep this man from destroying himself next week, what does Tommy Mulé need to know about a six-month-old in his house for a couple of days?
Yeah.
So, you know, our show, well, with our schedules, we nap during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've wiped that out for the week, right?
What do you mean?
You're not taking a nap next week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can't.
Well, yes.
Why?
It's a grandpa nap.
Okay.
Old grandpa's going to lay down now.
You cannot nap.
Grandpa's not moving.
You can't nap while that baby's
Why
in your
can't
house.
You nap?
Okay, well, two
My
things.
My wife will be doing most of the
Well, but it
kind of
shows you don't care.
Okay, we'll get to that. First of all, crying baby's going to keep you from napping.
Mm.
And those really little ones, because he's little,
yeah.
They can just go off like car alarms.
All right.
Like they get in a bad mood and then all of a sudden you can't stop them from being upset. And it's not like they can tell you why they're upset, right? So they're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
But Kimmy brought up the other big reason why. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
You can't just like check out while the baby's there because you don't get to see the baby often. Mm-hmm. And if you're just going to escape for a little while to go nap, they might kind of look at it as Tommy just trying to get out of this, like get out of visiting with the baby.
Yeah, but I'm old. Aren't I allowed to be old?
Oh, no, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but you and your wife, you're the same age. She's going to be doing this stuff, right? Like, you can't use that as an excuse.
So what do I got to do?
Okay, look, you need to be there for your wife the whole time. And that baby, okay. First of all, she's right about...
I've been doing the errands.
She's right about the emotional stuff. Right. But even from a practical standpoint, that baby needs eyes on it the whole time.
Okay.
Right? It can't do a single thing for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Even the best, most experienced, well-intentioned moms and grandmas... That's an overwhelming thing.
So my wife's going to be really tired.
Mm-hmm.
If your wife needs to step away from a second to take a phone call, use the restroom, to have something to eat really quick, you need to be there.
I can do the quick hold.
But if you're napping, there's nothing you can do.
I know.
You need to skip the nap because there's going to be a point in your hour-long
now
nap.
Now we got two people crying and irritated walking around the house.
And she can
who needs that?
And she can hold both of you and pat you on the back. Look, man, your nap's gone.
All right. What else?
All right.
No nap. That's it, though.
I know your plan, like you just said.
Right.
Stay out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been your plan from beginning a baby. You need to change that this coming week.
Like what? What else do I have to change?
Okay, I get the idea of self-preservation and you not having experience. Okay, fine. You're just watching. You need to take initiative with the baby. Like, go out of your way to do things.
Well, you got to be careful there.
How so?
Because I don't want to step on anybody's toes, you know, like, undermine anybody's authority.
Okay.
So here was my theory.
Okay.
Do what you are asked.
No.
Don't take any initiative because it might be the wrong thing.
No.
I don't want to get yelled at.
No.
Maybe it's too early to take initiative.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, you can down the road, but it, like, maybe feel out the situation.
That's what I'm
first.
Saying.
Nope.
See how the baby's parents are with the baby, and you can
take some
notes so that way you can be proactive.
Okay, but there are going to be points where it's just you and your wife with baby, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Hear me out. You need to volunteer to do things like feed him, like change his diaper.
Who?
Like, hold him around the house.
Okay.
Did you see his face?
Like, try to put him to sleep.
I will do anything you want. Diaper-in ain't happening.
No diaper-in? Somebody's going to show you how to do it.
Yeah. I mean,
you're going to have to learn.
Yeah, you need to know how to do this. Like, I'm serious.
I'm not. Bro, I can't.
I've known you a long time.
I can't deal with the smell.
You're my boy. Okay, great. You think it's fun changing human waste on another human? It's not.
I understand.
You got to do it.
Do most grandfathers do?
I don't know. Did you do 6,000?
Your father is a grandfather.
Well, I don't know if you'll have to do it.
Yeah, it's a question.
Yeah.
Your father's a grandfather, and he's a decorated hero in this town.
Yeah, he keeps that ballpark safe from all of the extra hot dogs.
Here's the difference with his dad, though. His dad had kids, so his dad is well aware of how it works.
No, but did he change your daughter's diaper?
I don't know.
I'm going to say, having met your father, a no.
No, but I mean, I know that if it came down to it, he could. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he raised us.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's changed a diaper or two in his day.
Yeah, but I mean, does it stay with you?
Yeah, it's like riding a bike, except the bike is a human being's butthole.
Yes, that's the one I can't do.
There's no getting
around.
And there's
no practice. There's no practice.
You just go front to back.
I'm not good at this stuff.
I think I'm
not good at that kind of stuff.
Bro, that baby's going to spit up on you. You know that, right? It's going to happen. Like, find your junkiest shirts to wear when the baby's there.
Oh, that's going to be the toughest thing for
you. Can I borrow some? You got a ton of junky shirts. Come on.
Yeah, but my shirts aren't your color, so you won't like it.
Yeah, and they'd probably be tight on me.
Phone number is 226,000. Folks have been waiting patiently. Tommy's new baby grandson coming for the first time next week. You'll be spending time alone with the baby in your house.
Throughout
the day.
Sure.
We need to help him. Things he needs to know, because it's the first time he will ever have a baby alone in a home where he lives.
Okay.
Notice I didn't say your house. 226,000. Jess is on CMF. Jess, help this man out, please.
Yes, I'll help him out. Instead of doing what you're asked, ask what you can do.
Ooh, that's good.
What am I, Kennedy?
Well, just really, really easy. Look at anybody and say, what can I get you? What can I do for you? That way, you're just taking initiative and being helpful, even though you don't know really what you can do.
Yeah, because I don't even know what my skill set is.
Well, your skill set, getting mom a glass of water while she's nursing is totally fine. Or getting her some food or, you know,
topping off
your
her
wife,
wine, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Getting your wife a glass of wine while she's walking the baby around in circles, you know.
Yeah, I guess happy hour is done. That's
just ask all the time what you can do, and then pretty soon you'll figure it out.
All right, Jess, let me ask you a question, because I feel my way. Tommy thinks I'm wrong. If you don't mind me asking, have you raised kids of your own? Have you raised grandkids? What's the sitch?
I'm 47, and I have a 7-year-old.
Okay, so you got a 7-year-old. All right. Yes. Tommy thinks it's okay to openly drink whiskey around... No, what were you going to say? No, you in your own words. I'm sorry. I don't
want
to speak
for you. Not like cocktailing, but, you know.
You're having a drink while the baby's there. Would you be comfortable with your mother, father, mother-in-law, father-in-law drinking around an under one-year-old baby?
If they're sole providing their care at that moment, maybe not. But if they're just sitting around socializing and there's several adults, absolutely, that's fine.
Okay, so
that's
Tommy, Tommy's wife being there means he can have a cocktail, according to you. Ooh, that's not good.
If the two of them are taking care of the baby together, I wouldn't be. If they're sitting around having a barbecue and all the adults are there, that's what I feel is fine. But okay. I wouldn't be drinking while they're under their care. So also, the other thing about asking, I'm a solo parent. I've raised my child since birth completely alone. So those little questions of what can I do for you are really, they're really meaningful. So it'll show your... your initiative for your stepchildren and their kids.
Okay, great.
But yeah, I think I'm fine. Have a drink. He goes, yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, great. I stopped listening like 20 minutes ago. Great, thank you. Great. Jess, thank you for the effort. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
She's right, man.
Well, I know like the cocktails are out.
So out on the cocktails.
Yeah,
that dream has died.
That's out.
Okay.
Just you turning down a cocktail would be enough, I think, for most people to go, wow, he's taking this seriously.
Hey, we haven't seen him do it yet.
And
I
you
know.
Really want me to handle a baby while I'm having the jitters? Because there's going to be some withdrawal. And no cigars.
No.
That's out.
Yeah, that's not even a
like, period. Like, even if we're like, there's people watching the baby.
Yeah.
Like, no cigar smoke. Outside, anywhere near the child.
Of course not.
No cigars.
Of course not. How is that even a...
I know.
Know if you're asking or telling
no,
us.
No, but you're saying it like you're proud of yourself.
I was
Guess
gonna
what? Not going to shoot heroin while the baby's
Come
in the
on,
house.
Come on,
man.
Because I even got shot down. I was going to run up to the cigar hut to score some smoke for the holiday. And I got, no, you don't need to go to... You're not going there.
Yeah, it's a baby now. Yeah. Baby.
I couldn't even go, hey, it's a boy. I'll smoke it.
We knew it was, you'd known it's a boy.
Hey, it's still a boy. Cheers. So alcohol and tobacco out.
Out. Okay, yeah. Anything where there's a federal agency regulating it, you cannot do this weekend.
Right.
We're talking about Tommy's new baby step-grandson, coming to his house for the first time next week. It'll be just him and his wife for a period of time alone with the baby. Tommy's never had this experience in his life. No. It is insane to me, man. I mean, I know you haven't had your own kids, but to go this long to never be alone in a house with a baby.
Yeah, well, there was a law, so. Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah, well, you know, I had a good run, man.
Not the way to say that.
No, I mean,
not
you know,
the way to put what you just said.
Listen, I never was like a kid guy. You know, I was a bachelor.
Again, you keep saying things.
You were around a lot of kids.
Yes.
Never a kid guy. Hey, my. Phone number is 222-6000. A lot of ladies coming through to help you out here.
Yeah.
Alex is on CMF. We're looking for advice so Tommy doesn't destroy himself this next coming week. Alex, you're on CMF. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up, Alex? What do you got?
Hello?
Yeah,
go ahead. We can hear you.
Go ahead.
Just piggybacking off of what your last guest said. Yes, it's always great to say, what can I do? But it's also always great to just do. So my best advice would be to observe your stepson and his wife and really just try and, like, take initiative and be like, hey, do you need this? Or if the baby's crying, don't just pick him up, you know. I'm sure, you know, it's been a while since the mom has had a break or any kind of sleep in. I heard you guys talking about naps and stuff.
Yeah.
If there's at any point you can let the mom sleep in and, like, really, like, take over for her, I'm sure, like, me being a single mom as well, that would mean the world to me. I can't remember the last time I slept past like 8 a.m.
Kimmy, could you imagine? Kimmy, could you imagine? What? So Tommy was planning on taking his naps, right? Mm-hmm. They're flying with this baby. It's going to be rough, right? Yeah. Like, okay, traveling with a little one, impossible. Yeah, so she's going to be fried, exhausted, right? Yeah. Tommy, they bring the baby over. Hey,
Tommy's
great.
Napping.
Well, I'm going to go to sleep now. Good luck. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, that would probably be the worst thing.
But you see, that's all. But all those things you just said—that's what my wife does. Like, she's like first on, like, let me. What do you need? What do you do? Boom, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right. And then so, from that, she'll turn to me and go, "Go do this for me, please."
Okay.
So basically, just do whatever your wife tells you. Then.
Yeah.
All right, but see, I don't know. All right, Alex, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
I'm like if I was a part of the coaching staff, I'm like an offensive line coach. I'm like Doug Malone.
Marone.
What was Marone?
I thought he was joking.
Well, I know. What was
girls
that?
Girls don't like sports, man. Remember Doug Malone?
I forgot that.
Remember Doug Malone?
Well, I'm thinking of Carl Malone and Doug Marone.
Yeah,
it's
no,
hard.
I could understand
those
why
guys are both big men.
Yeah, no. Why? Every time I would look at Doug Marone, I would think, wait a minute, when did the Bills hire Carl Malone?
Me too, right?
A 7-foot black man as their head coach.
One was the mailman, one was pillow ass man. I got the right guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
You talk about Doug Malone.
Anyways.
Yeah, maybe.
Doug Malone.
So, yeah, I'm an assistant.
All right. No, look. I'm telling you.
You know what I am? I'm an intern.
I think it would go a long way. And I'm saying this is your buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That if you tried to just, like, take initiative to feed him, take initiative to hold him, right? Like, you don't need to do it all the time. But if you insert
I took the baby fishing.
If you... If you insert yourself every once in a while, all your right. wife is going to notice that. And here's what else you have to think about, all right? This is your wife's legacy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you, and I know you love this baby. I know. I've been, sincerely, as your friend.
He's a good kid.
I am very.
He doesn't talk much.
As your buddy, I am very impressed the way that you have jumped into this with 2 feet. You are sincere. Like, shocked is right.
Okay.
I'm amazed.
I think my wife is too. She doesn't want to say that. Shocked.
Okay. But, like, this baby is an extension of her.
Mm-hmm.
The baby carries on her.
Yes.
And all of the emotions and feelings that your wife has had about her own kids
mm-hmm.
are going to surface again while this baby's in the house.
Yes, they are.
And if you don't take an active role, what does that say about how you feel about her and her children?
I understand.
Because you know these emotions get all mixed up together.
I know.
If you ain't taking initiative when that baby goes out of town and goes home and you're alone having a glass of wine and all of a sudden she goes, you know, I was thinking about something. Your ass is grass, bro.
That's a lot of pressure.
Grass ass!
And it's not fair because I'm all new. I'm a rookie. I'm a plain-ass rookie.
You're a Doug Malone in his first year at Syracuse.
I'm like the mailman.
But that's why we're here to help.
Yeah.
By the way, Kimmy, you've been awfully quiet this whole discussion.
Yeah, you should run your mouth. Make fun of me.
What? Well, I think, here's what I think. You can't go wrong by just being there to help and assist. Can't go wrong doing that.
You're a standby guy.
What's going to really stand out is if you do say, hey, let me feed the baby, or hey, let me do something that we all know is out of your comfort zone. But, like, just you asking to do it, I think, would be enough to show your stepson and his wife that, hey, Tommy's ready to be a grandpa.
What if I look at my wife and go, hey, I'll feed the baby. And she goes, no.
Okay, then you're good.
I know, but you asked.
No, but she says it like that.
Would that hurt your feelings?
Well, you know, I stepped up here and I get a no. Good God, son. What are you thinking?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me? Hold on. Let me put on my dime store psychologist glasses. Hold on. Yeah. Are you telling me that you don't want to put yourself out there?
Well, you know, when you put yourself out there, you're really hanging it out there.
All right. So you would be, I'm surprised you'd be offended by that. I thought that would be a relief for you.
Yeah.
I've been offended many ways. I've been made fun of many ways. This is all new.
Okay. That's fair.
You know.
Look, I mean, as much as we bust your balls.
Yeah.
You're a functioning human being.
Sometimes, yeah.
And, like, you're a clean functioning human being.
Mm.
Very neurotic.
Mm.
You do fine. I think your wife knows that.
All right.
Can I ask? I do have another question.
Sure, because
you've met this baby.
Yeah.
You guys traveled to go see him.
Yep.
Amount of time combined in minutes you've held this baby.
Minutes?
Minutes.
Oh, just a couple of minutes here and there.
Okay.
I was like 4-string hold the baby guy.
Okay.
Like, you know, it was like, let Tommy hold the baby for a minute while we do this.
You were Doug Malone when he hit his
room. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say under 20 minutes combined?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But we're only there for a day and a half.
I understand. I'm not judging. What I'm asking is, do you feel completely comfortable holding that baby. You do. So like, no, like, I mean, not, I'm not saying comfortable like you don't love the baby. I'm saying like you're not worried holding the baby.
No, I hold it like an autographed football.
Okay, so then you're good.
That's don't smudge it, you know, just hold it.
Have you fed him yet?
No.
You have not?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you burped him yet?
No.
No, you haven't?
No.
Okay. Have you tried to get him to sleep yet?
I did your act, and yeah, it worked fine.
Oh, baby just went to sleep after that joke. Look at that. Like, did you walk around with the baby or you just held it?
Couch.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so you haven't moved while holding it.
No, no. I was handed on the couch.
So that scares you?
No, it was just the way it was.
That's what they do for kids, by the way.
What's that?
That's what they do, like, when you're a little kid and they don't trust you to stand and walk with the baby. So they say, here, here, sit right there, get comfortable. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? Did put your arms
that's
out.
That's exactly how I got the baby.
Did they put a pillow under your elbow?
Yes. Is that bad? I thought that was good. No good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Like, that's what
I showed you that picture of me.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know like they sat you down and like placed the baby in your arms.
Yeah.
You're going to do great.
You're all laughing at me.
No, I didn't know that. I thought maybe.
Can you get fired as a grandfather? Like still be married? Be the grandfather, but get fired
get
for being a grandpa.
Grandpa rights taken away.
But you know, like when they fire a coach and they just, you know, they kick him upstairs, they give him an office.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like, he's still kind of around the organization.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're going to find out.
All right.
Yeah, because pretty typically when grandpa gets fired, that means divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's hope that don't happen. Yeah. No, you're going to be fine, man. Okay. You're going to be fine.
I should. No nab, no alcohol.
Well,
as long as I can have coffee.
Yeah, you'll be good.
We're going to need it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Nice and jittery.
And maybe you should practice walking around with things like this. Because like, there's going to be a point where you need to like bounce him, where you might have to burp him, where you have to try and put him to sleep.
Yeah, that won't look weird at all. No, I'm not going to practice.
In the privacy. Bro, I bet if you went to your wife and said, hey, could you show me how to move and hold a baby?
Well, you just do this.
No, you don't know. If you're walking, you go up here.
Right.
I mean, you can go down here, but it's less secure. This is better here.
Go high.
You hold it like a baguette.
Okay.
But with you got to support the baguette on the bottom.
All right.
I'm trying to find something that you would know. And you know all about big old baguettes.
Hey, your mom.
That doesn't make any sense. Look, now you're just trying to
hurt. You said big old, so I just.
Dozo, thank you. Behind the music, Tommy's jokes. See what I was going for when I made the baguette joke.
I heard big old.
When I heard big.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The best plans are the least complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes what went down on the East Side Sunday morning so very interesting.
What happened?
Well, there are two ways this could have happened, Tommy.
Mm.
Either you were able to pull off this first crime, and it made a light bulb go off in your head, or you had a plan that necessitated two completely separate crimes that you had to pull off.
Wow.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Mm.
The story comes out of Penfield from over the weekend. Just after 3 in the morning, Sunday, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department responded to a call at the Chase Bank. When they got there, they discovered the ATM machine absolutely destroyed.
Okay.
Did you see the picture on the news this
morning? I did. I thought somebody just hit it by accident.
No. Authorities believe the suspect used a truck to rip open the ATM.
Goddamn.
And they managed to get away with all the money.
Wait, it worked?
It worked. They got away with all the money inside. But the night was not done for those officers.
Yeah.
A short time after the ATM incident, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department got a call for a stolen truck on Whitney Road. That incident happened around 3 a.m. I'm sorry. So 3:30 a.m. was the Chase Bank issue.
All right.
The truck was stolen around 3 a.m. And authorities believe the truck that was stolen was used to smash this ATM just a few minutes
later. Yeah, I mean, why scratch up your own truck? Get somebody else's.
The story on 10NBC said the owner of the truck recovered his vehicle, or it was recovered around 3:30 in the morning, all smashed up.
Mm.
So if we're going to keep track of the timeline here, the truck was stolen around 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The ATM was robbed somewhere between 3 a.m. and 3:20 using the truck.
So 20 minutes at the most.
Between those two, and then the truck was recovered at 3:30 in the morning.
Wait, and they got a...
Yeah.
You heard what I just said.
It was a half an hour this whole thing went down.
Yes, in a matter of 30 minutes, you had a stolen truck, ATM stolen.
That's insane.
Truck recovered, suspect's gone.
Based on the way that ATM machine looked, it looked like it took... I would have assumed it took them a while to get into that thing.
Into the ATM.
Yes, which is why it's amazing that this all went down so quickly.
So what I'm curious about, Kimmy, is did they use the front of the truck or back of the truck to smash it?
Or pull it.
Or did they, exactly. Because if you're ripping it apart.
It looks like it's ripped open.
But you also then would need tools to attach to the truck to pull the ATM open.
And all that would have to be set up in advance.
But you can't set it up in advance.
Right,
because
so it sounds like they just, I thought they, it looked like somebody hit it by accident at first, like it was a speeding accident or something.
That's not what the Monroe County Sheriff's Department says. If you think you know better than the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, there's a police academy.
I don't.
And I would think if you're just ramming the truck into it, you're running the risk of not being able to drive that car anymore.
Yeah, you got to hit it just right.
Yeah.
The sweet spot of the box.
Seemed like your escape plan, though.
So but it worked.
And I mean, yeah, this crime is almost impressive.
Yeah.
So here's what we got to figure out. Phone number is 222-6000. Was this whole multiple crime caper planned from the beginning, that you would steal the truck to break into the ATM and then bail on it? Or was this an unbelievably an efficient, lucky crime of opportunity?
Like they were driving by the ATM and thought, hey, you know what? I wonder what this truck's got.
Okay, look, the second thing, Kimmy, you're right. The crime of opportunity seems crazy. But when you stand back and look at the logic, it also might be the most likely. How would the folks who stole this truck know they'd be able to steal it?
That all takes planning.
No, but I'm saying you couldn't plan that.
You could if you knew that truck was parked in the same spot. Like, if they did all their research, right?
Mm-hmm.
They needed a big enough vehicle to break that thing. How do you break it down? It sounds to me like they researched the crap out of it only because they pulled it all off.
Okay, so logical until you throw in this wrinkle.
What's that?
So most of the time with stolen car stories in our area, we see that it's whomever leaves their keys in the car gets it taken. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know the case here, and we could be wrong, but when's the last time we heard a story where someone hot-wired a car and took it? It almost never happens anymore. And I don't know if technology allows you to do that with cars
anymore. I don't either.
So are you thinking that
So it's random.
It's possible they tried to steal other trucks before this one, and this was just the one that they were able to get their hands on.
Okay, possibly. But then, Kimmy, you're driving through neighborhoods, maybe, looking for a car. I mean, what are the odds that you're going to find a truck that has the ability to rip open an ATM with the keys in it near this bank that you got went and smashed it up that you plan on robbing anyway?
Yes.
It's almost infinitesimally small, right?
Yeah.
Unless they either already had this guy's keys or knew of a way to steal the truck without him leaving the keys in the truck.
Yeah, which takes a lot of research.
It does. It
takes a lot of time. I don't even know how much money would be inside that ATM at night.
222-6000. Does anybody know?
I mean, do they take most of it out at night? They only leave so much in because it's, well, you know, it's just sitting there all night.
Well, didn't they? They called it larceny, which is under a certain amount, right?
What did they say? I don't know. I didn't see in the store. If it was,
I mean, is there 10 grand in that thing? Is there like $1,000?
I mean, yeah, it could be 1,000. It could be 20, right? Because, like, you know, you can go take out multiple thousands of dollars out of a bank ATM. That's where they tell you to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the most money.
Yeah.
And, like, if you took money out of the ATM at night, kind of defeats the purpose of having an ATM.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, the less that's in there,
yes,
the higher the odds someone's going to be like, wait a minute. 226,000 again. This insane story coming from the east side over the weekend out in Penfield. 3 a.m., Monroe County Sheriff's Department get a call for somebody ripping open the ATM at Chase Bank and stealing all the money. Then, just after that it gets done, they get a report for a stolen truck just down the street.
Yeah.
They believe the truck was used to rip open the ATM. 3:30 in the morning, the truck is recovered, all damaged, suspect gone. So between 3 in the morning and 3:30, you had stolen truck, you had ATM ripped open, you had car found, suspects gone. All of this happened in a 30-minute run. And again, as far as we know right now, they are still at large.
So I'm so dumb with ATMs, and I've been using these since the birth of ATMs, right?
Yeah.
I always thought, like, the ones that were at the bank, the money came out of the bank, like, through a chute and up into the machine. I didn't think the money would be right in the belly of the machine because it's attached to a bank.
Yeah. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, no. Why?
That was really dumb.
By the way, they should think of that technology because then you wouldn't get the money.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that the cost.
You had to run the truck into the bank.
I'm sure that the cost of running an underground tube of money.
Bro, you ever been to the banks where you put the thing, you put your money in and it shoots it?
Yes. Yeah.
Same theory.
No, but there's someone always operating that.
No, but the computer does it.
How would you do that?
I don't know. I'm not a technician.
Okay.
Well, I didn't go to BattleBot school.
BattleBot's ATM school?
Same thing.
Yeah, no, pretty much the same. No, you idiot.
I always thought like those freestanding ones you saw at the bar. Yeah, the money's in that one. But the ones at the bank, I thought, no.
Just shoot them through.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to go to the ATM. It's only going to take me 25 minutes.
No, it sucks right in there.
Dumbass.
Stop making that noise.
That's what it would sound like.
It sounds like you're doing sex stuff with your mouth.
When you go to BattleBots ATM school, that's what it sounds like, sex, and it's with the ATM through the tube.
The sex mouth. Please stop.
Okay. Kimmy, Tommy just admitted, as you were on the phone, that he thought the money at the bank ATMs outside came from a little chute underground.
I used to think that as a kid.
Oh my God. As a kid.
I used to think that because I just thought it had unlimited amounts of money in it. So I'm like, oh, it must be coming from a bigger source.
Right.
But banks don't even have unlimited amounts of
money. No, but they have a vault.
So you would want the tube.
There's a big box of money.
You would want the tube attached to the vault where there's just big piles of cash.
Yeah, there's like a money counter machine and it just sucks.
Money counter machine. You're the dumbest.
That's having sex for some reason.
You're the dumbest man. Why would I need to? Never mind.
Well, I'll tell you what. My idea is pretty good because they wouldn't be at the money.
Yeah, all you'd have to do is destroy the street, put the tube in there, come up with the technology.
Bro, they got the technology.
Nobody uses the bank anymore either. How many people use cash?
I don't know.
Hey, we just came up with this brilliant new way that costs a fortune, and we're out of business.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I was looking at the story. I thought it said grand larceny, but it doesn't. So it has no amount in there. How much was taken.
It's got to be thousands, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because we do see stories all the time, too, of people getting robbed. Like, they were taking out $2,000 at a bank at 2 in the morning, and they got stuck up. Like,
so they could have $20,000.
Okay,
that seems like a lot.
ATMs within banks can be filled with up to $200,000 at once.
Boy, they shouldn't even publicize that. Because I'm going to go kick one open. $200,000.
Okay, but that says,
it can hold up to. So who knows how much they actually keep in there.
That also says within banks, yes. Because there are two kinds of ATMs at the bank. There's the drive-up ATM, and then there's the one where you have to stick your card in to get into the bank.
So you walk inside the lobby.
That would make sense that that has more money in it, in the lobby one.
Because that's connected right to the my machine.
No, you dumbass. You would have to insert a card to get in, which then identifies who you are. You'd be on video the whole time, whereas this...
Yeah. All right.
Just rip it open.
Office hours, it says most machines contain less than 10 grand.
Oh, you did call it then. So they do take money out.
All right.
Makes sense.
But 10 G's, that's pretty nice haul.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not 200,000, but not bad.
Well, it says less than 10 G's. Wait a minute. How do you fit $200,000 in an ATM? Think, okay, because it's mostly 20s, right?
Yeah,
every
once
in a while, you get one that'll spit out a couple hundreds at you. How many $20 bills go into $200,000?
All of them.
Five.
Well, don't try to do your stupid math.
Hold on,
man.
Wait. Let me brain computer take
it. It's probably like a 4-foot stack.
Hold on, my brain computer is. Let me turn it on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.